Okay, so all the energy going out, being in the outer world of your experience, you're going to take a few minutes to pull back the energy and drop more into your internal experience right now. Becoming aware of the breath coming and going. You might want to shut your eyes or just relax them and leave them in just a very soft, peripheral, unfocused vision, whatever feels most comfortable. Bringing your attention to what sensations you're experiencing sitting on the chair. We talked last week about the fact that we are very well trained in the thinking mind, but not so much with awareness, this quality of being aware of what your experience is. It's prior to the thoughts. So this question, this your exploration is, what am I aware of right now? We're all breathing, so at least we better be. So becoming aware of the breath, noticing its quality. Where the breath is in the body. What is its rhythm? If there is some thoughts about liking something or not liking something, just allowing them to be here, not following after them. And just pick up one of your thumbs, just dropping into the experience of holding your thumb. And wiggle your thumb a little bit and start becoming aware of the bones inside of the thumb. Just feel that hardness of the bone. The bones in our bodies are what give us our shape. We wouldn't be able to move and stand up without them. And our bones are a direct connection with the earth. They're the most solid part of our bodies, even though they're hollow in the middle with bone marrow. And there's space in the middle there. And just cradling the thumb and noticing if your breath shifts in any way. Being aware of the breath, the sounds coming and going, the sensations that you're experiencing, and the awareness, which is like the space in which it's all happening. Bringing some awareness to the space on either side of you. You can feel on the exhale, you are exhaling into the space around you and on the side of you there. leaning back on your chairs a little bit, being aware of your back field. You might find yourself sitting up a little straighter when you do that. And feeling the space behind you. Allowing your attention to go all the way back to the wall. And then down to the floor underneath you. Noticing your feet on the floor, the connection with the earth. And just bring your feet together and rub one foot against the other, just to increase the amount of sensation. Whether you have your shoes on or not, doesn't really matter. Or rub your feet on the floor. Just making a connection with the solid, the carpet and the solid cement floor that's underneath us. And there's that sense of hardness, like bone, the quality of the earth element. Dropping your attention down to the floor and then down to the big space underneath this floor. It's another big room housing all the kayaks. And then all the way down to the earth on which the building is resting. Building is built to earthquake code, so it has some deep structures within the earth. You can feel into those pilings holding the building. And it's just dropping down into the embrace of the earth, allowing the earth to come up and meet you and hold you. Relative safety right now. You can switch to the other thumb. Again, feeling into the bones, the joint where the thumb meets the hand. And as you're exploring your thumbs a little bit, if there's any tenderness, it's the body's whispers that it wants to just be held. It will help. Just holding the thumb helps move the energy. If there's anything that you've been worrying or your mind has been preoccupied with something, you can make a wish. May I be able to release whatever it is. It's a quality of self-caring, kindness towards yourself. If you find your mind wandering, rather than bringing in a judgment, oh, I don't like this, or why is it doing that? Bring your mind gently back to the present moment, the physical sensations, the sound of my voice coming and going, the sound of other voices next door coming and going. And then switch to your little finger, hold one of your little fingers. And notice the bones are different, how different they are in this finger than the thumb. It's so delicate, really. And this little finger is associated with a lot of doing, efforting, trying. So just for a little while, this aspiration to simply drop into being. Presence, openness, non-judging. The freshness of this moment. You have never had this moment before, and you will never have exactly this moment again. And now this moment has gone, and then there's moment after moment. Moment after moment. Ever-changing flow. Flow of experience. And yet, has the space changed? Has awareness changed? Allowing yourselves to release into that. And switch to the other little finger. How does this little finger feel in comparison to the other one? When you get used to feeling your fingers, you'll start to notice some tingling or some pulsation. You'll start to experience the pulse of life in you. This pulse of life, without which we wouldn't be here. Your heart tirelessly beating. And the breath coming and going, always with you, always. Space, always with you. Awareness, space, inseparable, always here. And releasing that little finger, relaxing your hands. And then bring your right hand and place your fingers in the palm of your left hand and put that somewhere on your body where it feels comfy for you. And bring into your mind an image. It can be an image of somebody whose wish for you is to be happy. Be somebody gazing at you with love. It could be an animal, dog, a cat, a horse, the wisdom eyes of a wild animal. It could be a person, a being that you find inspiring. Could be like Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama. Just somebody, something, could even be the warmth of the sun or a tree. Where you feel some sense of receiving love, compassion, warmth, kindness. And say to yourself, may I experience the deepest well-being, happiness, and joy. May I be able to experience deepest well-being, happiness, and joy. Could just be the light in the room, or the warmth of the sun. Now the fog has lifted. Allowing yourselves to receive. And you can add others if you feel like it. May I and all beings be able to experience deepest well-being, happiness, and joy. Just on the inhale, just breathing that in. You can switch hands. In the warmth of this, if there's something that needs to be shed, something that wants to be released, may I be able to release all my worries and fears or my concerns for someone. The space is unconditional. Awareness is unconditional. It accepts it all. May I be able to experience deepest well-being, happiness, and joy. That bubbles over to share with others. And then releasing your hands. And just allow that image to just dissolve into you. And just for a few moments, we'll sit in silence, absolutely nothing to do. Make a bit of a transition before you open your eyes. Just bring a little bit of movement into your body. Slowly start to open your eyes. Let's just stand up, still in this moment. Just feel how you're going to stand up. How you're experiencing the floor. You're still much in your internal experience. Where are you standing on your feet? Are you on the balls of your feet? Are you more on one foot than the other? How much of your heels can you feel? Are your feet close together? or they are somewhat wide apart, what feels good to you, where you can feel the solidity of the ground, the floor. And we live in redwood country. Bring to mind the redwoods, the majesty of these ancient trees, much older than most of us. The older ones, really old. And as you feel into your feet, it's almost like you are growing roots. And redwood trees live in families. Their roots extend out to each other and they support each other. And they welcome us whenever we go into them. You might want to shift your weight slightly from one foot to the other. Bend the knees a little bit. Good. You can open your eyes. If you feel like moving, stretching. Welcome, everybody.